Valuations of A380s have tumbled accordingly. The oldest models have been flying for 12 years or so. At that age, aircraft have typically lost half their value. Given each costs $250 to $300 million to buy when kitted out, airline accountants might have hoped for $125 million. But even before COVID-19, appraisers suggested between $75 million and $100 million. Now some A380s are fetching half what they used to be worth, says Usman Ahmed of Aircore Aviation, a consultancy. The slump is borne out by the accounts of investment funds that own planes and lease them to airlines. A fund called Doric Nimrod Air One recently cut the accounting value of its sole asset, an A380 leased to Emirates, by 51% in dollar terms. The share prices of listed A380-owning funds suggests the residual values of the planes, once the leases expire, are between $10 million and $15 million, says Matthew Hose of Jefferies, an investment bank. Given regular maintenance overhauls of each of the A380's four engines can cost $6 million, existing motors in decent nick are, in principle, worth at least that much. Add the landing gear, also in principle reusable, and that would make the airframe itself worthless. It also signals that even the spares, which in modern plane making are always aircraft-specific and useless for other models, may not have much value. Struggling operators sometimes convert unwanted passenger jets into cargo planes, but Airbus never launched a freight version of the A380, so the conversion would be tricky. No scheduled carrier that flies the aircraft already is keen on more, even at knockdown prices. The first A380 to fly, which came into service in 2007, has already been sent to the scrap heap. More are headed that way.